This is easy country to cross. Gently rolling hills, short grass, scattered trees. Even the sun is good to us, shining with moderation and never allowing the nights to get too cold. Dernish tells me that the character of the land will soon change for the worse, and the life-giving sun of this region will give way to a fiercer deity. But we grow stronger as we continue our march. My feet are callous now, and my shoulders have grown accustomed to the pack. I continue to write this record, not out of desire, but out of compulsion. It feels so futile. I can't remember any of the important things that should be noted. The Feast of Passage, for example, which I thought so memorable at the time. Now it is gone from my memory, except for the disconnected flashes that are more disturbing than enlightening. I have asked the others for assistance in reconstructing that event, but they laugh at me rudely and tell me that only practical things are worth remembering. At first, they did not like to see me writing this journal. They feared that I was interfering with supernatural forces. Grandignang especially was upset. Once he tried to burn this journal, half-heartedly though as he does everything, but Dernish saved the day by declaring that I was obviously the god-struck scribe of the group, that I was writing a heroic account of our journey, and that this account would be sung aloud at the ingathering and bring all of us prestige. I do not know whether he believed it or not, but it brought about a change of attitude. Now they urge me to write, and they make sure I hear of their puny daily exploits. I have only a few disconnected fragments of memory concerning the festival, but I am haunted by the feeling that something important happened at that time. My feeling is that something bad happened at that time, or perhaps I don't mean bad, perhaps I mean monstrous. We all took some drug, I remember that much. It was part of the festival, had been so from time immemorial. I think it was a root that we washed, sliced and chewed, and we had special silk bags in which to spit the tough strands. We laughed a good deal about the ridiculousness of taking a drug, but Eliaming became serious and said that the drug was not necessary to the festival. It was used simply to ease the participants and spare them anxiety. And he explained that the drug's effects were confined to about 40 hours and that mild hallucinations had been known to occur at the peak of the drug's action, but that the experience was controllable and disorientation rarely occurred. Eliaming usually made it his business to find out things like that, and he had also discussed with the doctor the advisability of me, an alien, taking the drug. The doctor told him that since I had no apparent difficulty with any of the other foods of Kaldor, I presumably would not with this one. But if I had any anxiety, he added, I should desist. I had no anxiety. I took the drug with the others. Then there is a gap in my memory. The next thing I remember is being in a place with many bright colours flashing. The colours were making my head hurt, the reds especially. After a while, they began to take shape. They coalesced first into clouds, then into pillars, and finally into naked, faceless human shapes. Their scorching colours continued to burn my eyes until I, in self-defence, also began to pulse and glow with colour. Earlier, I remember being in a room. The walls were stone, and they were covered with inscriptions that I couldn't read. An oil lamp flickered in one corner. Then I looked up and saw standing before me a naked man with the head of a fox. In one hand, he held a flint knife, the other a pine cone. The fox head was a mask, of course. It had to be a mask. He said to me, "Now you know." "What do I know?" I asked him. "You know the face of the future." I hesitated for a long time, then I asked, "What are you?" He replied, "A mirror." I reached out to touch him, and my hand struck a smooth surface. I put my hand to my face, and my fingers touched a long, hairy snout. I think I screamed then, but I can't remember anything past that. There was a woman's voice saying, "All of our fine dreams, and now we have come to this." And then another woman said, "This too is part of the dream."